Module 7, Unit 15, Exercise 4.
You've lost one or more teeth, and your dentist has suggested that dental implants may be the best solution for you. This video will compare dental implants to other treatments, and then describe what you can expect from a dental implant. A natural tooth consists of a crown, that part of the tooth we see above the gum line, and the root, which secures the tooth to the bone. When replacing a missing tooth, your dentist will create an artificial crown. But how is this artificial crown held in place? Traditionally, this problem has been solved by the fabrication of a removable denture or a fixed bridge. The removable partial denture consists of replacement teeth attached to a framework that clips onto the adjacent natural teeth. Full dentures are usually held in place with temporary adhesives. Many patients experience problems with removable dentures because of their instability. This can cause insecurity, embarrassment, and difficulty enjoying certain foods. With a fixed bridge, natural teeth adjacent to the replacement site are cut and shaped to accept cemented-on crowns. The replacement teeth are attached to these crowns to form a bridge, which is cemented in place. While this has a more permanent feeling than the removable denture, it does require placing crowns on healthy adjacent teeth. Neither treatment seems ideal. Is there a better way? Many dentists like yours feel that there is a better way. Dental implants. An implant is placed in the bone, and during the next 3 to 6 months, the bone bonds with the implant. Next, the dentist inserts an abutment into the implant. A prosthetic crown or denture is then attached to this abutment. Dental implants can be used to replace a single tooth or multiple teeth. Implants can even help those experiencing difficulty with a full denture. With the placement of two implants, an existing loose and uncomfortable full denture can be securely retained by means of a clip attached to the denture. Since the 1970s, hundreds of thousands of dental implants have been placed. But it wasn't until 1985 that a revolutionary breakthrough in dentistry produced today's state-of-the-art implant, the Bicon dental implant. What makes the Bicon dental implant different from other dental implants? In a word, simplicity. Simplicity in design and simplicity in treatment. The Bicon dental implant uses a principle known as the locking taper to secure the abutment to the implant. No moving parts, no screws to adjust. That's simplicity in design. And your dentist is able to use conventional prosthetic techniques to complete the restoration. That's simplicity in treatment.